Well, the second boat, as we understand, is carrying about 400 people. We don't know exactly who they are, but it's likely that it could be a mix of refugees and migrants. There's no crew, and they're sailing under a flag at Sierra Leone. They've been taken now by the Italian Coast Guard to be disembarked in Calabria. And this is the second ship in over the last couple of days where we've seen large numbers of people on large cargo ships. And there are reports that there have been a few other such large ships over the last couple of months. So it does seem that there is now a new trend of using larger cargo ships as opposed to smaller fishing boats or dinghies that we've had. And we believe that this is a situation that can't be ignored by European governments, and UNHCR would like to see concerted action in the Mediterranean to make sure that people can be rescued at sea, but also to step up efforts to provide legal alternatives to these dangerous journeys so people can move to Europe without having to undertake these journeys.
When you talk about concerted efforts, can you give us an example of some of the things that either have worked in the past or can be done?
Well, unfortunately, we saw a phasing down of the Mare Nostrum operation at the end of last year. This is something that we've expressed concern over because it certainly was a very welcome initiative to have the emphasis on actually saving lives. But we also think we need to see efforts from all European states to provide more alternatives to people to get to Europe without undertaking these dangerous journeys. If we look at refugee movements, this could include, for example, increasing the number of resettlement places. In December last year, UNHCR held a conference here in Geneva trying to ask the international community to allocate more places for Syrians. Still a comparatively small number of Syrians when you think of the 3 million that are hosted by neighbouring countries, but an important measure of solidarity and also an important solution for those few people we can help in that way. Other measures could be things like making it easier for refugees to reunite with their family. There are many refugees already in Europe, but it's very difficult for them to bring their families over. So they're just some of the measures that European states could look at to reduce the need for these desperate people to undertake such journeys.
What has been the role of the UNHCR office in regards to assisting migrants that arrive with these boats?
Well, UNHCR has no formal operational role, but we have a role to ensure that people in need of international protection, and we have a role as guardians of the Refugee Convention to monitor the application of that convention and to ensure that people can get protection and to intervene and to advocate where that's not the case. But we're certainly very pleased on this occasion that the Italian authorities have been able to respond to these latest incidents. And certainly with the first ship that arrived a couple of days ago, these people are being disembarked and now being transferred to reception centres, where although they face poor conditions, they will be able to be processed in the asylum system.